so we left off yesterday, still trying to solve this dilemma according to Shitas Rashi. How come we have a situation where we have 9 piles of matzah, 1 pile of chametz, and now the mouse comes, and we now have a latest asafek because of kavua? So the Gemara says, sorry, you have to be machmer. Once it's kavua, go kavua kemechza metzadami, it's a safek, and you have to go luchumra. Safek luchumra. This is b'dikas chametz. B'dikas chametz is only a derabanan, so why do I have to go around to be machmer? So we saw a few different answers already yesterday, and then we left off right smack in the middle of the third answer. The third answer is based on a comment of the Shach, based on actually a couple of comments of the Shach. So the Shach already taught us in some of the previous sugyas that Tzveik Daban Lekula is not an end-all. There are some exceptions to that rule. And one of the exceptions the Shach claims is when there's a Cheskas Isser. And the rationale behind that is that Tzveik Daban Lekula works when you have nothing else to go on. But when you have other factors involved, you have other things pointing in the Chumah, we know there's some Isser here, at least there was some Isser at some point, that's a different kind of a suffix. And that kind of a suffix doesn't lend itself to Tzveik Daban Lekula. So then, we wanted to continue to the next step, which the Shach also continues in close Tzveik Tzveika. What would the din be if you have a shal of a Tzveika Daban Lekula, but it's a question of an Ikva Isura, it's what's called Beis Chatichas. So let's say, for example, I have 2 pieces of meat in front of me. All the meat came from kosher animals, all shechted, it came from Valdik. But one of the pieces of meat was cooked by a goy, and one of them was not cooked by a goy. I know that for a fact. So I know for certain one yes and one no. Can I go ahead and take one piece of meat and eat it? So Shach and Uchas Bishalach and Paskins, that Bishalach was only the Rabban, so Sfeik Daban Lekula. So can we apply that principle here? Because maybe B'medimim Amurim, we say that Bishalach is a Sfeik Daban Lekula. That's when you're dealing with one chaticha, but here we're dealing with base chatichas. Here we're dealing with what's called ikvay surah. We know there's a davar asur on the table. We're just not sure which one it is. So would you say sfeik davar lekula b'chei gavna? So the Shach argues not. The Shach says that once you have a situation with base chatichas, that's a more serious kind of a suffix. That's a much more damaging kind of a suffix. Moshel madav edoyim. That's what we mentioned the edition yesterday. According to the Rambam, even if the Rambam holds that all sfeikas are mutar min haTorah, the Rambam agrees that when you have beis chatichos, that's a deraisa. That was derived from Hashem Tali. And the Emes says, even the Rashba, who holds that all sfeikas are asur min haTorah, the Rashba also concedes that beis chatichos is the worst of a sofik, is a more serious kind of a sofik haraya. We pass in halacha, and the Yoni begin Hashem Tali, but beis chatichos. So you see that the halacha is misyacheses to a suffix of beis chatichas with a more serious look than a chatichachas. And the reason is obvious. By chatichachas, we didn't even know there's this here. We're totally in the dark. We're guessing, could be, maybe, Kenzai, 50% chance there's this here. By beis chatichas, we know there's this here. It's just a question of whether we're going to identify that isser. Are we going to have the bad luck of taking the wrong chaticha to eat? So whenever you have beis chatichas that you know there's isser present, that doesn't lend itself to Tzveik Daban Lekula. That's the Shitas HaShach. Then, perhaps we could go one step further and say that whenever you have kavua, so that's almost like the equivalent of beis chatichas. Why is it similar? What's the rationale of beis chatichas? The rationale of beis chatichas is that we know there's isser on the radar screen. It's not like chatichas. We don't have a clue what's going on. We know absolutely, we're totally in the dark. But beis chatichas, we know for a fact there's some kind of a davar also here. So could one borrow that svar and say, by kavua, we also know there's some kind of isser here. We know there's a trefa store on the horizon. We know there's a pile of chametz here. So whenever you have kavua, it could be that kavua is the halach equivalent of beis chatichas, which is like the halach equivalent of a cheskas isser, which under all of the above, Sfeik Daban Lekula fails us. Maybe that's what's going on in Esrog Yisrael. Maybe that's the kavan of Rashi. And Rashi says that we have a suffix vis-a-vis B'dikas Chametz. And Rashi says, sorry, you have to go to Chumra, because it's a 50-50 suffix. So Shvai is Tais Chai V'Kam, I mean, you have to go to Chumra. You should go to Kula. So maybe the word is, this is a type of a suffix that doesn't lend itself to Sfeik Daban Lekula, not because, like the Baga Mishnah said yesterday, that all sfeikas are because chometz go to chumra. Not like the Ran said that once it's teifes, once we're not allowed to eat it, so mele becomes like chometz. Once it's like chometz, then we have a chiva because chometz. No, the reason why we have to go to chumra is nothing to do with because chometz. This is a principle that would apply to bishulakum also. If you have a let's say, I don't know, let's say you have 2 stores, And I know that I have 10 stores, and 9 of them are selling kosher food, and 1 of them selling bishalachim. There's no treifas there, no real treifas there. It's a vegetarian store that all the ingredients are, everything's kosher, but the mice are going to be cooking. So I walked into one of the stores, and I remember, did I go into Dougie's, or did I go into a vegetarian bishalachim store? So what's the din? So I would have said, well, it's only a suffix anyway. So now we're turning the tables and saying, no, not so simple. Because that's considered to be like a beis chatichas, because kol kavua is the equivalent of beis chatichas, because we know there's some kind of an isser on the radar screen. So that's not a big chomet svara. That's not like the other svaras that we said yesterday. This is a suffix d'abon l'kula d'ka chomra. But it's not so posh that that's true. First of all, it's not so posh that the shach's first that is true. And it's not even true, not even certain that the extrapolation is true. There's still a big chiluk, still a big distinction between the case of beis chatichas and the case of kol kavua for the following reason. The beis chatichas, so not only is there in theory here, there's isser on the table here. It means I'm being done on the two pieces of food. So within the two pieces that I'm looking at, I got two steaks in front of me. I know one is bishlachim, I know one is not bishlachim. So on the very item that I'm being done on, there is a davar osur right in front of me. That's unresolved what it is. But you ain't getting to the stores. Don't worry. Now we have up to now we only had one person shia. Now we have beis chatichas. Now we have two people shia. Okay, so we're good. So we hope you're the davar mutter. We hope you're also davar mutter. So comes the Allah and says that just because my beis chatichas, you can't say svek davar l'kul. That was the shach's chiddush yesterday. That doesn't necessarily mean by kavua you can't say svek d'abon l'kula for the following obvious distinction. By the beis chatichas, though the iser is aimim v'mkayma, literally, it's on the table. The two pieces that I'm being done on, one of them is for sure bishalachim. In the case of the stores, I'm only being done on one piece of food. It's very possible that one piece of food is takana bishalachim. That one piece of food, suffik, is being neveya from stores. And the stores, one store is a bishalachim store, and one store is not a bishalachim store. So that's already one step removed. That's not really part of the tarevis. That's like the external to the tarevis. So it gets a little bit tricky because we're drawing some very, very fine lines here within the klal of svek d'abon l'kula. The basic theme of svek d'abon l'kula, as the shach told us yesterday, is that whenever there's no iser on the table, there's no iser that's addressing this piece of meat per se. I just have a goy cooked for, I have a bowl of eggs on the table. I have no idea where the goy cooked it up. Mamash don't have a clue where the goy cooked it. I always give the example of eggs because the shaila happened in Beth Jacob Colwell many, many years ago when he used to give shiurim in the West Coast in the summertime. So we used to daven together, we'd eat breakfast together, they had seder and shiur. So breakfast was usually just cold cereal and milk, nothing exotic. But on Rosh Chodesh, it was usually one Rosh Chosh Av. So Rosh Chosh Av, they always wanted to make something a little bit nicer for us. So they would make us some fancy, schmancy eggs or something. So one of the summers that we were there, so Rosh Chosh Av, go figure that the regular fellow who ran the kitchen in Beth Jacob was away on vacation. And he knew exactly, he knew all the dinim. He knew he's not allowed to turn the fire. He knew you have to wait for the Jews to come turn the fire. But that particular Rosh Chodesh Av, so the regular guy was away, and it was a new guy. He wasn't so proficient in the dinim bishalachim. So he didn't know he's not allowed to turn the fire. So we realized that when we came to see what was going on in the kitchen, that one of the fires had already been turned on before by a Jew. And now there was another fire that wasn't on from before. And we have no idea where those eggs were cooked. So now we had eggs sitting in front of us, and we had the latest asafik. Which fire was it done? Was it done by the Jewish fire, by the Goyisha fire? So we were trying to ask the guy. So it was a little bit of a language barrier to try to figure out what was that. I remember I called my wife, my mother-in-law, somebody to try to get someone get to this. He didn't know. He wasn't remember. He was like, no one was paying attention. So it's blipe the sofik. The Yabamish had sofik bishalachim eggs. So that's the shach. So we're so excited. That's the shach. That's what the... So the din is, over the say sofik tabar l'kula, because there's one egg here. We don't know where this egg was made. Perhaps it was maybe yes, sir. But Once you start to have a Dover Osir involved in the Sofek, then we're asking for trouble. So in the case of yesterday, the very end of yesterday, the Shach's case, we have Beis Chatichas. So let's say if I would know for a fact I have some eggs that are Bishlachim and other eggs that are not Bishlachim, so then I understand. Again, even that, not everyone agrees. So then I can hear where the Shach's coming from. That's called the Dover Osir, part of the Taraivas, part of the Sofek. That's a problem. Here we're extending a little bit. I only have one egg, but I don't know which store the egg came from. Did it come from the Bishlachim stores? Did it come from the Bishul Yisrael stores? So on the one hand, it's not Beis Chatichas. On the other hand, there is a Dover Osir here. On the other hand, the Dover Osir is not really part of the Etzem HaTaravis itself. The Dover Osir that it's coming from is coming from a chutz, it's coming from a store. So is that considered to be closer to the model of one egg, where there's a latest on Suffolk on the egg, where Sveik Dorman Lekula applies? Or is that considered to be closer to the model of the Beis Chatichas? So that's a machlokes. That's a big deal in the later Paiskim. Where does this fit into the greater scheme of things? So we said one hand is one way, one hand is the other way, the other way. There was a famous line, Mr. Alter, you probably remember this. Who was the one who said that on the one hand, Azoy, on the other hand, Azoy, on the third hand, Azoy? It was a famous person who said that, and then he said, I ran out of hands. Tavia said it right. It's a famous line of Fiddler on the Roof. That Tavia's sitting there and pimpling about some Shiloh. Says, on the one hand, this, on the other hand, this. He turned to the Rebbe, I ran out of hands. He said, I don't have any more hands. So we're not sure what the Maskana Sadvarim is, okay? So if you're willing to go down this route of the Shach and then extend the Shach the extra mile, so then that would fit into Shittas Rashi. That would explain what's going on in Esugya. So we have so far three Biurim in Rashi and Esugya. Why is that Safek B'tikas Chometz is L'chum? So either Safek B'tikas Chometz is L'chum because, like the Ran said, that what do you mean? It's not a Safek B'tikas Chometz. I know this is Chometz. This is Chometz because Sveik the Rest of Chometz Paskin is Chometz. So now I have a Mokhav Shemichnitz by Chometz. That was yesterday. Or the Madamisha says that it is a Safek, but Sveikas and B'tikas Chometz will always go to Chometz because Kachtik B'chacham, the whole mitzvah of B'tikas Chometz, it was Huskin, it was Niskin all the Safek. Those were the Chometz ticket answers. Now we have the Yeridayatik answers. We have the, that was the Rechaim answers. These are the Yeriday answers. So the first answer is that this is different because this is a Kavua, which is an extension of Beis Chatichos, which is an extension of Chazaka Beikara. And all the common denominator is that there's a Dover Osir on the radar screen. Again, assuming that you think your radar screen extends out to the realm of the stores.
If it was scrambled eggs by Beth Jacob thing, so then wouldn't that be Beis Chatichos? Because there are some scrambled eggs that were from the...
No, there was only one pot of eggs that was made. He made one pot of eggs, but nobody really knew which fire he used.
And there were two separate fires.
Yeah, there was a stove. One of the fires had been turned on by a Jew early in the morning. One of the fires he turned on himself later, and then he put up a pot of eggs to cook.
But wouldn't the two fires be connected? It's a stove top, so one fire affects the next fire.
I don't think that. I don't think that's right. I don't think that's true. Turn on the gas, one gas. If you turn on one gas over here and you try to put eggs on the other gas where there's no gas on, leave it there. You can leave that be as well. It's not going to cook. Okay? All right. Cooking 101. Okay. So there's a fourth mahalach, which is also more of it's a Yeridei mahalach, not an Orachem, not a Chometz Tikkun mahalach. It's a Sveik Adob on the Kul mahalach. There is a famous sugya. We spoke a lot about this last year, and we're going to hopefully talk about it a little bit more in the sugya of Kavua, which maybe we'll get to it even today. This part of the sugya we won't get to, but maybe we'll get to the start of Kavua today, maybe. At least the suffix, but we'll get to start off the next part of our sugya. There's a big machlekes rishonim based in a gemara, beginning of Masechet Beitza, that the way many rishonim pasken, and the way we pasken la halacha, the following din is true. Let's say I have an animal that there's some kind of a suffix trephus that's noel in this animal. I'm not sure whether this animal is trephus or not. And we looked at it, we can't tell it's a suffix. Bottom line is we're hot kapaskin that I can't eat the meat because it's a suffix trephus. Then one of the pieces of steak that came from this animal that we just had a paskin, a suffix trephus, gets this arva in 100 other very fancy pieces of steak from kosher animals. So what's the din? So the din is bittel doesn't work here. Why doesn't bittel work here? Who remembers? They can't just say bittel barov and chad b'tir b'alta. What's the problem? Maybe that's Rabbi Yehuda. We don't pass Rabbi Yehuda. This is Yahya Rabbish anyway. So who remembers? What's the bittel?
Diversification
material. It's not the way it's trefus. There's an ala material. Kippur. What?
Minion?
They're close. We're getting there. The Chazar from last year, there. It's a chatich awa. Yeah, it was covered. That's why I preface by saying it's fancy pieces of steak, right? So I was just dropping some hints. So I have a Minat Torah. The whole thing is Baltuk. It's Chabit Reb Baltuk. It's Chabit Zachum Medrabon. It's Mishnah Chulin. So if you remember from last year, it's that Mishnah that Sarivav, which says that if you have if one chatich is nevelo, chatich is not tame. It's the first Mishnah that we started off with last year. We learned that Mishnah until May. That's the very long Mishnah. A short Mishnah, very long Gemara. So the Mishnah says, if you have a chetichas tevel, a chetichas dak tomek, gets mixed into other pieces. So imakira, if you could tell which is which, so then wonderful, that's great. So you take it out, and then you deal with the nice and tamishes or nanishes, whatever they are. But if ain't imakira, so kulan asurim. So the Mishnah says they're all asur. So the Gemara asks the kash, what do you mean kulan asurim? Veliftlu beruba. Remember that kasha? So we spent like a month on that kasha. Lift the beruba. That's the mokra for the din. That chad betray botam in a Torah. It's that kasha the Gemara. Lift the beruba. Which says, no, this is different because first the Gemara betrays us with double shiv minyan. And finally, the Gemara says, nah, forget double shiv. It's a chadich ulis kabeid. That's the baskan of the Gemara. So there's a special dakaras to chachomim. Kol chadich ulis kabeid is not botam. So, lemaisa kibra lam bitl berov. So come some rishayim and say, okay, forget about bitl berov. Why can't I just take one of the pieces out and eat it anyway. Based on what? Based on what principle? Sveik sveik. What's a sveik sveik? Bittel berov means you have no right to rely on the principle of majority. So it's like the sofek. It means anytime you take one of the pieces of meat from this tarobes, I can't apply rov. Chazal did away with the din of rov because it's a double choshim, it's a chdich with cabbage, so it's not bottle. So we sveik el anafka. So every time I take a piece of meat out, we should say it's a suffix. So, how does that help me? But suffix is l'chumra. What's the answer? What does some Mishnayim? How does some Mishnayim pose the question? Remember, this piece of meat was never a vada treifa. It was only a suffix treifa. So why can't I take out a piece of meat and say what? What famous principle? Super stuff test. Sveik sveika. I had a suffix treifa and it's arva and 100 other pieces. So let me go and take one of the pieces out and eat it. It's a sveik sveika. Maybe it was a treifa, maybe it wasn't a treifa. An imtum slava was a treifa. Maybe the piece that I'm taking is not from the treifa. Maybe it's one of them. Oh, what do you mean? So it's a suffix echa beguf, a suffix echa metarovas, right? So that was a machlek zubin tam in the ri, in the rashba. That was last year. Last year we spent a month on this, right? So we happen to paskin that doesn't work. That sveik sveika doesn't work for a tactical reason. Not all Rishonim agree to that, and we're not sure why it doesn't work. Well, lemaisa we pass it. It's a different kind of a suffix, or it's a once we pass it up the first suffix, it's not vasachas. We have all the different reasons for that din. But machlokes Rabbeinu Tam and the Rifa. So come other achrayim and say, wait a second. Let's rephrase the question. Let's say it's mutter based on something else. What should be mutter based on? Who could tell me? What else should be mutter based on? Is this din of dover chosh of these dinim of chdich v'skav only chumus mederabanan? Oh, what's the shayla? I don't even know that it was treif in the first place. So why can't I just take one piece out and say, vis-a-vis the din de rabbanon of davachosh of not being botel, where chdich was kabe not being botel, why can't I legabe that din de rabbanon? Let me say, well, I don't know it was treif in the first place. So safik derabanon lekula. If I have one piece of meat in front of me, it's a suffix treif. I can't eat it because eating a treif is a pasuk chumash. Pasuk salot treif is a chelitz and it's a deraisa. So I don't have a right to be makil suffix deraisa l'chumra. But I'm not being done like I'll be eating this one piece of meat. I'm being done like I'll be taking one piece out of the whole mixture. So midaraisa, I'm home free anyway. If I ask my shaven, he'd say everything's fine because chad betrei baltacher am lahatas, everything's hunky dory. Ella, there was a beis din sometime between the days of my shaven, the days of the Mishnah, that instituted, no, we don't like bittel on this. It's too serious. It looks too tasty, too chashev to be baltel. We spoke about this a lot last year. That minatar, everything's baltel, but the idea of bittel is kishmakenu. Bittel means lack of chashivas. Remember, we gave the marshal bittel chametz is a lack of chashivas. Bittel of a dessert is lack of chashivas. Bittel toyer is lack of chashivas. Whenever you move out to something, that means that you're indicating that it's not really so important to you. If you really thought Torah was important, you'd be sitting and learning. You wouldn't be reading a comic book. You know, I don't think people read comic books anymore. In the old days, people used to read comic books. So, but the fact that you're not learning Torah, that's magal, that you don't think Torah is so choshev to you. So, bittul isurim always has the connotation, it's not choshev. So, min ha-Torah, if it's not here, it's not nikolayin, so it's bottle. But the Rabbanan Chazal said, you know what? If Lefira is b'nei Adam, this is choshev, it's going to get very, very confusing. People are going to see the rabbis let us eat things that are botel, but people don't realize that it's botel. This is not botel. This is achtichu iskav. It's not botel. Oh, the rabbi said it's mutter. Kashrus doesn't really matter anyway. I can't go to McDonald's anyway. So Chazal were afraid that if Lefira is b'nei Adam, it doesn't appear to be botel, so it's too risky to rely on. But the bittel is too dangerous in the minds of people who don't understand the halacha. Bittel is a very, very strange concept. So bishlam, if it's just a cheapy piece of meat, nobody cares about it, nobody thinks twice about it, so then we'll explain to them, it's botel, it's not choshev, it's kaf for the hour, everyone will be okay. But if you tell a guy that $1,000 steak is botel, he's going to say, come on, it's not really botel. What the rabbi really means to say is, you can eat treifas. That's the concern. So that din is only a chumim mit derabbanan, not a din mit Torah, it's a din mit derabbanan. So if I only have a suffix, I'm not even sure it was treif in the first place, why don't I say suffix derabbanan lekula and call it a day? It's like, since the whole shayla here is only a derabbanan shayla, so why can't I rely on the facts, suffix derabbanan lekula? What's wrong with that cheshbon? So something wrong with that cheshbon. So the Shulchan Aruch quotes from the Reed, he can't do that. Why not? What's wrong with that cheshbon? What's the problem? So what's wrong with that cheshbon? The Pesukim coin a phrase called a safek deraisa shenizgalgal derabbanan. This safek didn't start as a shala derabbanan. The first time we raised the question about the kashrus of this piece of meat was, it wasn't even a sarev yet. It wasn't even a tarevis yet. Whether we did it, we didn't ask the question, doesn't matter. But in theory, the safek here is a deraisa de kusafek. It's a safek legabe whether this meat is a treif or not. Now, it happens to be that the particular shayla that we're posing now happens not to be deraisa for other reasons. So what we have here is a shayla deraisa that's this galgala to be a shayla derabbanan. Because something's changed in the interim, so that makes a, that turns a deraisa into a derabbanan. I'll give you like a moshel mother v'doyma. Let's say I have a pot and I cooked some treifus in the pot. But the treif is that I cook the pot, it's not even vade treif. I'm not even sure whether it's treif or not. So I want to know, I just an hour ago cooked this pot. Can I use the pot? Can I say suffik lakula? Can I use the pot to cook kosher food? And what's the answer? No. Why? Because hashek helim is a din deraisa, right? So I think we learned once or twice, let's shevek yuli chlamydian. Minatora, I can't use treif pots to cook with. So a guy cooked a piece of meat that was a suffik treifus, 50-50 suffik treifus, and now he wants to wash off the pot and an hour later cook potato soup in the pot. I can't let him do that to suffer the rice of the homer. That's a suffix of the iser of kiyulei klibidyon. So what does the guy want to do? So the guy wants to wait 24 hours. After 24 hours, there's no derice anywhere, right? And the only reason why you can't use the pot is because of the takonas of chom at the end of Maseches Avodah Zarah. Who remembers? What's that gezeirah called? Why can't you use pots after 24 hours? Minat Torah is in Tamlev Gam. So why aren't you allowed to? What do you still have to cash? That's the gezeirah kederish enem ben yomot to ben yomot. So some days in between the days of Moshe Rabbeinu and the Mishnah made that takana. Some Achronim write that Moshe Rabbeinu himself made the takana. That takana is 3,300 years plus old takana. So again, that's a historical question. But somebody made that takana. So the guy has the following question. Let's listen around like this. I cooked up a piece of meat that was a suffix treifus. So I'm not going to use the pot today because that'll be a suffix derais l'chumra. I'll wait 24 hours. I don't want to bother kashering the pot. I'll use the pot tomorrow. Why? Because even worst case scenario, it's only derabbanan anyway. So vis-a-vis the din derabbanan, let me rely on the fact sveika is lakula. So what's wrong with that? So what's wrong with that is the same problem. That suffik was not a derabbanan tikka suffik. It's like the bishul achman, the eggs. But bishul achman, the eggs, I have a suffik. Are these eggs bishul achman? There's no deraisa here. Even if they are bishul achman, there's no deraisa. No one was ma'irish shayla gabe din deraisa. But these two examples I just gave, we were ma'irish shayla about can I eat the piece of meat now? Or can I cook with the pot now? Those were deraisa tikka sveikas. And hilchas sveika deraisa l'chumra paskind that l'chumra. Now, facts change over time. And either 24 hours pass in the second case, or a tarevus happens in the first case. And now, lo and behold, because of some quirk min haTorah, I don't have a din deraisa anymore in my hands. Either because it's a nice time of gam, or it's because it's batel v'rov min haTorah. And now I have a brand new din derabbanan. Din derabbanan is called chatichu iskav not being batel, or gezeirah enem ben yomot ben yomo. So I have some new din derabbanan in my hand, and I want to go back in history and say, wait a second, Rabbi, don't be so strict with me. The whole shayla was only a suffix in the first place. That you can't do that. Suffering the rice is galgalios, the rabbanon is problematic. That's what some many achrim have such a lashon. If that's the case, maybe that's what's going on in the chometz shaila here as well. When the mouse runs over to the tent piles, so he grabs something in his mouth. So right now, I have a deraisa shaila on my hands. I have a very, very serious shaila on a level deraisa here. That shaila is going to impact my potential eating the chometz, my potential being nene from this piece of food. It's going to be a bairove motze shaila. Now, I can mitigate the bairove motze shaila by doing what? By doing bittel. But the shaila was no lad in the world of deraisas. By doing...
You were mivatel before the achbar took it?
Yeah, this was even my... maybe it wasn't even my chometz beforehand. So it doesn't necessarily mean that my bittel was on this. That's... Tosis is asking Rashi, what kind of suffering is it? You'll solve the problem. Just be mivatel and gemarnu. So according to Rashi, not so fast. To be mivatel is not so poshut. That when you're mivatel, so you're going to change the rules of the game from being a deraisa to being a derabanan. But the suffering is not a suffering derabanan. It's not a suffering in whether this house is torn b'tikas chometz. It's a suffering as this chometz. So you have a suffering that starts out as a suffering deraisa, and now it quickly is nizgalgal to be a derabanan. So what's the difference between that and cooking with the pot after 24 hours? What's the difference between that and eating from the taravis after it's ready, you bottle in a taira? So it could be that this din of yoredeya, this cloud of suffering the righteous godliness to rabbanon, is only what's preventing the application of sfeik davon lekul over here.
How's that different from the chidush
Aran? Oh, so it's not, if you think about it long enough, it's not the same as the chidush Aran. The chidush Aran was saying a svar in hilchos chometz. He was saying that if we paskin that you can't eat this food, so we basically paskin that it's chometz. And once we pass it, it's chometz. Then we have a takanas v'chalim called makom shachlis bechametz is tolan bedika. The Chiddush Aran is not necessarily going to buy into the case of the pot. He's not going to buy into the case of the bittel. Not everyone agrees that his din is something that Rishis has held to be a dorban is a problem. It's not muchach 100%. So the Ran was saying a very, 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 very limited svar in uchas bikis chometz. Whereas these acharonim were saying a nupshat in Rashi. They're saying no. I'm saying that a suffix derashes gagalos the rabbanon is a problem, which is a big chumrah, and it may, if we're right, that that's the root of Shittas Rashi, then that may lead to a bekula, because then the Balei Tosfos don't accept it. From the fact that Tosfos couldn't buy it, Tosfos jumped in Rashi, what do you mean? You can be mavatli, what's the problem? So the fact that Tosfos presented that as a impossible challenge to resolve, it sounds almost like Tosfos is not buying into that klal of suffik deraisa she's got holy derabbanan is a problem. So not everyone agrees to that necessarily. A kofan, and we spent a lot of time between yesterday and today dealing with only one of Tosfos' kashas. Tosfos posed two challenges to Rashi. Tosfos said suffik derabbanan lekula, and then Tosfos also turned around and said, "But wait a second, you have a chazaka, right? You have a chazaka lekula." So we never really answered that question. I have a chazaka lekula. So, you have to go back to the four different mahalchim that we had in Rashi as to how to solve the first kasha of Tosfos and see which of those mahalchim will solve the second problem of Tosfos. So let's see if we can walk through it together. So going back to the Chiddush Aran, what did Chiddush Aran say? Chiddush Aran said that once we paskind on the piece of food that it's chometz, so then there's a mitzvah b'tikas chometz that's chal on it. So that's what happened here also. The fact that the house had a cheskes boduk wasn't doing anything. It had a chesbodu yesterday, but we now know that chometz went into the house. Now it's true, the chometz, quote unquote, that we called went into the house, is not certain chometz, it doesn't matter, says the Ran. Once, but kapaskin, that this is chometz, that I'm not allowed to eat it because it's a safi chometz, so then I have a dovash and nesa mishum and chometz, even though, again, the root of the yis of the engine driving was fake, the rice of chometz doesn't matter. Once chometz entered into a house, so that's a problem. That's like saying that, well, I have a house. What would you say in the following case? I have a house that I did b'tikas chametz in. I know for a fact I did b'tikas chametz in. And then I mamish watched the mouse take a slice of pizza and walk it into the house. And now it's lost. So you'd say, well, that's okay. That's fine. Because I have a cheskes hat, a cheskes baduk. That's a leitzonos. That's what the Gemara says. That's a big joke. That if you don't know there was a mouse, you didn't see a mouse. So then, okay, then you don't have to really assume there was a mouse. But the Gemara said in Daf Tes, if you saw the mouse, you saw the chulda spatzering in with the pizza into the house, so then the cheskes baduk is over. The chazok is gone. Chazok is nice. Kozman, you don't know what the facts are. Now I know the facts, and now I have a mitzvah digas chometz. So according to Iran, it's silly to ask a gosh, I have a cheskes hat there. The cheskes hat has been changed. So according to the Ran, Bior, Tosfos, two kashas are not kashas. What about according to the Magid Mishnah? The Magid Mishnah says that Chazal misaken you have to be as chametz al sofek. So what would the din be? Do I have to do b'dikas chametz al sofek if I have a cheskos iser against me? That means it's a sofek. It's not going to be disfeil enough, but it's a sofek. But I have a chazopah that's pointing in the direction that probably everything is okay. It means yesterday everything was okay. So what would you say about that? Do you have to do b'dikas chametz in such a case?
Depends what you think chazak is.
If you think the chazak is midei sveikel in Afra, is the blight to sofek? Like in all the oilema yeshivas and the lit yeshivas, everyone said, like Reb Shimon and Sheshmaitz and Kvege, it's still a sofek. Chazak is not a machoriyah, chazak is not a bir, chazak is not a noga. So it's blight to sofek. The takanas of chamum was, when you have a sofek, you have to dig his chametz. Ayd is a din when you have a mokum she'eim achnisim bechametz. That's the first mission of sochem. When you have a b'me omru, beis shivas b'marite, bokum she'eim achnisim, implying that if I have a place, let's say I have the top of my bookshelf. I don't have to climb up and do b'dikas chametz top of my bookshelf. Who brought chametz on the top of my bookshelf? If I have little babies walking around and the babies can reach the first level, so maybe I have to walk around there. But the top of the bookshelf is my attic. You think I run to go up to my attic every year to do b'dikas chametz? So that's a mokum she'eim achnisim. I haven't been up in my attic since. Once in a blue moon, I go up to the attic. I know I don't go up with a slice of pizza to the attic. So it's a mokum she'eim achnisim chametz. So that's the mishnah. You don't have to check. So that din that eim achnisim chametz, you don't have to check. What's pshat? That's because it has a cheskos, because of chazaka. Nah, that's not why. The reason why you don't have to check it's not even latest a sofek. When you have a latest a sofek, and I'm just never pulling out chazaka and hoping for dear life that the chazaka is going to save me, that the Magamish would say, sorry, the chazaka is not going to save you. That's a sofek, b'dikas chametz. And b'dikas chametz was niskan ala sofek. When you have a makom shebichus b'chametz, that's not even letus a sofek b'chlal. That's a zero. I don't have accused that doubt that there's any chametz in my attic. There never was. What? Like in 20 years, no one ever brought up any chametz. They'll make it. They said, that there's chametz up in the attic. So when all the dust settles, I understand that Chazak is not really going to help me. And Tosfos said, Kasha is also not a Kasha. What about according to some of the other answers that we're giving? So let's say, out of Urachim, now into your day, into Klal Sveka Dabon Lekula. So the first cloud we gave, the first answer we gave today, answer number three to the dilemma of Rashi, was that this is a different kind of a Sofik, because this is the kind of a Sofik like Beis Chatichas. Kavu is like the equivalent of Beis Chatichas. So what would the din be in the following case? I have a suffek, derabonin. It's tricky, a lot of factors here. It's only a derabonin to Geshayla, and I have a latest a suffek, but the latest a suffek is a kavu adika, latest a suffek, or it's a Beis Chatichas latest a suffek. But I have a chazaka lahokel. What do you say? So it's not just a Safik Durban Lakula up against the Beis Chatichas slash Kavua. It's a Safik Durban Lakula going up against these other factors, but there's a Chazak on my side. So what would it be?
Would it be the same thing, whether it's Bir or Anaga?
Would that be? Or maybe one could argue that when you have a Chazak, that's great. Chazak is wonderful. But Chazak is offset by Kavua. So do Kavu and Chazak almost like cancel each other out? And now I'm left with just a plain Safik Darban Lekula with nothing going in either direction, and therefore it's like a Safik HaShokol. It's like a Safik Darban Lekula with all other factors in all directions. The Chazak and the Kara point them in the direction of Lekula. The Beis Chatichas or the Kavua point in the direction of Chumrah. So those two things offset each other. Now I'm just blight with a regular Safik HaShokol, Safik Darban Lekula, or not. Maybe no. Maybe Kavua or Beis Chatichas is even more powerful than Chazak and the Kara. So maybe that's the Kudus of Bechagis Rashi and Tosfos. It's hard to know, hard to tell. What about according to the fourth answer? According to the fourth answer, so when you have a Safek Durabonon that started off as a Din Deraisa, you can't be Mekel. That means you can't be Mekel because Safek Durabonon Lekula won't apply because it started out as a Deraisa Geshayla. Why can't you be Mekel based on Chazaka? Chazaka works by Deraisas also. Chazaka was said by Din Deraisa. So the fourth beer that we just gave a few minutes ago is only going to answer up Tais's first objection that why is it because Chametz Safik Darban Lekula? It's not going to solve the second problem. Why can't you rely on Chazakah? So the Chara, we have to look a little bit further for other reasons why Chazakah doesn't help me here. I don't want to just mach up Chazakah so fast. According to reason one and two, maybe Chazakah is not a factor. But according to reason three, I'm not so sure. According to reason four, I don't see any reason why Chazakah should help me. So why does the Chazakah work here? So the Chara, one can answer Tais's Kash against Rashi going down a totally different route, invoking something from last year also, the Yordaya, at the interplay between Chulin and Psachim. Is this a valid application of Chazakah here? Let's think for a second. I have a house, and the house was checked already. An hour ago, I did a 10-hour B'dikas Chometz. I finished. I closed up shop in this house. So the house has now reverted to become a Cheskas Baduk. And now I have a piece of Safi Chometz that's in this house that's Cheskas Baduk. Is that a good application of Chazakah or not? Tais thought it was a good application. I'll give you a marshal from last year. It was a Shalom Rishayim, it was a famous Sheikh Shmaitzer from last year. I have a...
There's reason to suspect
the
change.
Okay, but Chazakah works, Chazakah even works. Even when there's a reason to suspect the change, it's still Chazakah works. I have a pot of kosher soup, pot of potato soup. And now, it's unclear whether any chazir fell into this potato soup. I don't know. What's the din? So, one could argue, Chazakah! The potato soup was at a cheskes kashrus. Now, you have a latest asafik where the potato soup became treif. Chazakah, the wall, paisa menuga. Who remembers the Sheikh Shmaitzer from last year? What's wrong with that Chazakah? Says the Sheikh Shmaitzer, Chazakah makes sense. Let's say I have a person who is tahar. And now I have a latest asafik. What if that person became tame? Chazakah mekar makes sense. I had an animal. Let's say I had, had a piece of meat that was a cheskes tara, and I'm not sure whether the piece of meat became tame or not. Chazakah means that I have a latest asafik that's chal on the item, and al hatzad that it's lechumra, it's going to change the etzim item itself. The item used to be a davar tahor, and lu yitzuya, we're going to pass in tomei, we're going to say this item is now a cheftza from tumah. So Chazakah says you can't do that. Chazakah says you can't change the status quo. Chazakah paskins that you can't change the status quo unless you know for certain that the status quo has changed. Anytime you have latest a suffix, the shtel of Chazakah goes by and you don't know. By the potato soup that fell into the chazir, even al atzad that the chazir fell into potato soup, we're not saying there's anything wrong with the potato soup. Potato soup is 100% kosher. What's the problem? When chazir falls into the potato soup, why can't I eat the potato soup? Because there's chazir in it. It's not that the potato soup became treif. I can't eat the potato soup because there's a technical problem here by eating the potato soup. We're going to be, by definition, eating chazir. Says the Sheikh Shmaitzer, coins the phrase, ha'isur b'cheskos ha'rishayna. If you had the b'cheskos ha'rishayna. When I paskin that you can't eat the potato soup, I'm not changing the chazakah. I'm saying the potato soup was kosher and it's still kosher. It will always be kosher. I'm just saying you can't eat it because there's a technical problem. But eating the potato soup, maybe we're eating the chazir. That's not attacking the chazakah. The problem with going up against the chazakah is you want to change. You want to make something Torah to Tomei. That's a big problem. That you can't do. That's the parasha chazakah mekara. You want to say that a dover mutter is blight b'hatayrai. It remains mutter. It's just you can't eat it because now there's never also mixed into it. That's not called a change of chazakah. And therefore, chazakah is irrelevant and the male is a suffix the rice l'chumra. Who remembers when we spoke about this, there was a problem with the Sheikh Shmaitzer. There was a tactile area of Yoredeya that was touched upon by the Sheikh Shmaitzer. We spoke about this around 20 times last year. Chatichah. Chatichah nasa is nevela. Right? If you accept chatichah nasa nevela, midaraisa, b'shari surim. So what do you mean? What do you mean? The het is bad teiro. No, the het is bisuro. The het just got a shem yisur on it. So the Sheikh Shmaitzer talks about Rabbeinu Ephraim and Rabbeinu Tam and their rices and their abundance. And I remember that there was all a long discussion from last year. But whether or not the Sheikh Shmaitzer's mahalach is correct in uchus taroves, is a big question in the Rishonim, and it probably impacted a lot by Chidichanas Nevel issues, but the principle makes a lot of sense. Whether the application is correct is questionable, but the principle is right. That Chazakah, you can only, you know, only say that I'm relying on Chazakah when the Suffolk would otherwise force you to change radically what the Chazakah was. But I have a house that has chametz in the house. It's a very, very long Shoshana. This is like, maybe we should have asked the Shoshana about Beis. I have a house that has chametz in the house. What am I doing with these chametz for? Is the house is a chavta shalissa now? The house is chayiv and bedika now. The house is the same house. There's chametz. I have to be bedik the chametz shavai. So I'm a male, since I don't know where the chametz is. But I'm a male. I have to check the entire house from top to bottom. But it's not a chaticha, it's a chavta for the house. The house is now a house that's ton bedika. House is now ton bedika. Chametz is ton bedika. If the chametz is never stuck in the house, mamela, I gotta do bedika because there's chametz here. So it could be that the whole principle of chazak meikar doesn't make any sense for bedika chametz, because the house is betera omed and the chametz is bisura omed. You have a latest asafik whether I have to go find this chametz or not. But even if you get passed in the chumrah, it doesn't detract from the status of the house. The house was a davra mutar before, and the house is blight the davra mutar. That's not called chazak meikar. So the only time Chazak Mekar makes sense is when the going the Chumrah is going to change and impact the item of the Davar Heter itself. When the Davar Heter is going to remain there, day, right? That's not called the violation of Chazakah. That's going to spell trouble for us. That's going to explain why Chazakah is not going to help you. So it could be that if we're right, then the Svar of the Sheish Ma'itzah from last year is totally on Machlekes, Rashi and Taisin Rasugya. Taisus asked against Rashi, it's a Chazakah. And Rashi laughed, it's a Shein Chazakah. Maybe that's the Machlekes. Or maybe Taisus also applies it to the Sheish Ma'itzah. Maybe Taisus holds that Chazawa Mesapkein, that what Rabbi say? That the house is Ton Bedika. That the Karnas of Chomet was on the Chefts of the house. Once there's a Machlekes of Chris Bechomet, that's a Chefza. It's a Chefza Ton Bedika now. It's not just that there's Chomet here that has to be reckoned with. There's a house here that has to be reckoned with. It's a different color shame. I don't know, we have to think about this a little bit. Very darkistic of what the Takanos of Chamim was. I was thinking that could this possibly be almost a throwback to the Rav Yoh on the tour back from days gone by? Back to our, Sheng Shul days. Is that what it's called? Shanstein, right? Is that where you still live?
Sheng,
okay. Remember we had a big machlokes, is because Chametz Tumas a Chametz HaGavra, Chametz HaChevtza, right? Rav Yoh said there's a concept of Chametz HaGavra. If you hold everything as Chametz, it's a Chametz HaGavra. That's almost like a Chametz oriented. It means I have to clear myself of the Chametz. Because Chametz, if it's a bias oriented thing, the bias is this Chayav of Tikkun Chametz. What does it be? It means the Rav Yoh had this strange idea, a very, very machlokeshik idea, that you have to do Tikkun Chametz even though you know you're accomplishing nothing. Because there's a mitzvah of Tikkun Chametz on the Gavra. If you hold that the nature of the chametz is that the bias becomes a dover ha-ton bedika, that's what the tourist against the Rav Yoh said, but you just sold the house off to the guy. So there's going to be chametz in there anyway. So what are you doing with the chametz on it for? How would you have the chametz affecting the bias? The bias is not going to be baduk anyway. So maybe that's a related issue. What's the nature of the chametz chametz was? So we know why Chazal instituted the chametz, we don't really know. Rashi, Tais, whatever the reason is, and we know that the Mishnah speaks about the bayis of Bakshukas Bechametz, but is the ultimate chiyuv of Dikas Chametz going after the Chametz, or is the ultimate din that because it's Chametz here, Chazal Mahapech, they turned the world upside down and created a new Takanah called Bedikas HaMokom Shemachlis Bechametz. So, twist, Sheish Ma'itzah twist to the Sugya of Dikas Chametz. Okay, so we can see him on that Sugya. Hopefully, with Shem next week, we'll try to move on in terms of the next deal, the Sugya of Kavua proper. We've been told dancing around Kavua a little bit. Hopefully, with Shem next week, we'll try to talk about. Okay, so what's that schedule? When we have a share?
Monday.
So,